T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Newark Beth Israel Medical Center is now under federal investigation for allegedly keeping a heart transplant recipient in a vegetative state after surgery just to meet a quota for survival rates. WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg has been looking into this story. Mac, give us a little background. What happened here?
Well, Michael, this story revolves around a man by the name of Darryl Young. He went in for surgery for a heart transplant in September of last year. And doctors initially told the family that the operation did go well, but Darryl Young never woke up. He remained in the ICU, and his family says that there were plenty of issues here in terms of communicating with his medical team on his condition. So the situation here revolves also around hospitals and their transplant programs, and they have to meet a certain standard to keep these programs running. At issue here is the one-year survival rate of heart transplant recipients. That's the metric by which the federal government determines how operational these programs can be. ProPublica has now reported that basically, Newark Beth Israel was in danger of falling below the national average for the one-year survival rate of patients who had the transplants in 2018. 6 patients died, and number 7 was Darryl Young. So if he were to die before surviving 1 year after surgery, the program's rate of survival would dip below that average, and then there is the possibility for the federal government to step in for an audit or potentially to shut down the program.
Wow. So how exactly did the doctors go about doing this, according to this report?
Yeah, so Caroline Chen, who I spoke to at ProPublica, was able to uncover in audio recordings, basically, that Darryl Young's medical team kept him on life support just so they could keep him alive till that one-year mark. And in those recordings, you can even hear Mark Zucker, who is the director of the hospital's transplant program, saying, "We know this is disingenuous. We know it's unethical, but it has to be done for the global good of future transplant recipients." Basically, what he's saying is to keep our program open for future recipients.
You spoke with Darryl Young's family. What are they saying about this?
So, yeah, I spoke with his sister and his daughter, and they both say that they knew within days after his surgery that something was not right. They say that the medical team was not at all transparent with them about Darryl's situation, whether it be treatment options or why he wasn't waking up. And his sister, Andrea, says that she got a call from the hospital just this week and so is eventually planning to meet with her brother's medical team to try to get some answers here. But the hospital now is under federal investigation by the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg. Thanks, Mac.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.